Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer this morning on Wednesday as we focus on biblical leadership. And we've been looking at leadership through the Bible. And now we've come to Jephthah, where in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, we looked at this idea. For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, and all these other things. Jephthah is named in this hall of faith, or hall of fame of faith, as we call it. We find Jephthah's story in Judges 11 and in the first part of Judges chapter 12 as well. But it's the account of Jephthah's rise to power as deliverer and judge. He is described as a mighty man of valor, despite being the son of a harlot. And despite having no inheritance in his father's house, he still becomes a great man of God, at least in some ways, as he leads and delivers Israel. And so, would you pray with me at this time for a greater biblical leadership like Jephthah? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, your Son. We thank you for his ability to lead the greatest example for us, and we pray that we would always follow that example. Father, we also thank you at this time for the example of Jephthah and his leadership. We thank you for his example of his weaknesses that were made strong with your help, of his understanding that he could have an inheritance in his heavenly father's house, even though he had none in his earthly father's house. Father, we thank you for the example of his willingness to speak to you, his desires and plans, to make sure that they were in accordance with your will. We pray that we would do the same thing. And Father, we pray, we thank you for his integrity in keeping his word to fulfill his vow. Even though it was a rash vow and he made a mistake, he had the integrity to keep it. Father, we thank you for Jephthah and his example. Father, we pray that we would be a leader like Jephthah in the times that he trusted in you and showed true faith. And in all these ways that we've just mentioned, that we could be more understanding of when we are weak, you help us to become strong. That we may not have everything go well in our lives, even in our family lives, but yet we can have a heavenly family to look forward to. And if we would be willing to speak to you our desires and plans, before we do them, in order to make sure that they are in accordance with your will, and to be in keep our word in integrity, then we could be like Jephthah. And we pray that we would, Father. We pray that we would help others to promote a leadership like Jephthah and lead by our example and teaching others to lead by example as well. Father, we pray that as leaders in any way, that we would be found faithful stewards in the end, and that there would be, and that we would be better leaders in your kingdom and in our communities. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul.